As we move into the second month of session this month, Senator, a couple of big bills on the floor that were debated this week. One of those would address taxation in this state, not just for the time being, but for a long time in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, Senate Bill 15 is a bill that fundamentally sets up a commission to completely review the tax code in Missouri. Anyone who is either an enemy or an advocate of the income tax understands that there's really a need for reviewing that code and rewriting it. Last year, we were able to accomplish a complete rewrite of our criminal code bill, and that had taken up to 8 years in terms of how was initiated. We're hoping that this tax code rewrite will take much less time. The bill puts together a commission to study it, to figure out intricacies that can be removed, because no one likes the complexity of the tax code. We've also been confronted, of course, with a lot of Department of Revenue issues over the last 2 years, and we've passed several bills to try to address those piecemeal. But this would be an opportunity to say, look, we really need to have some standards that apply statewide. We have taxing districts that are not applying the sales tax issues the same. That needs to be fixed. The income tax definitely needs a review. I would love to get rid of the income tax. So far, the momentum has not arisen to give me a lot of confidence that we will be able to do that, certainly this year, although we'll continue to pursue that bill. That's a great step forward. Senator Krause has offered that bill. He's put a lot of thought into it. And if we can pass that and put that commission together, I think it'll be an advantage to the state. Another parcel of that bill was dealing with whether we call for an ombudsman or a taxpayer advocate in terms of relating taxpayers to the Department of Revenue. In the past, we've had an ombudsman for a few years, but no one knows who that is or what they're supposed to do, and they are essentially officed in the Department of Revenue. This new title of taxpayer advocate would not be a part of the Department of Revenue hierarchy. It would be separate from that and would be paid separate from them, so they would not be subject to them. They would be answerable to the taxpayer. They would be available if a taxpayer has a problem with any aspect of the tax code, either now or in the future. This is the person you could call that would help you wade through those complexities and make sure that your rights were protected in the face of any Department of Revenue onslaught.
Rewriting the tax code is something I remember from 10 years ago when Matt Blunt first became governor. That was one of the things that he had talked about doing. And as I recall, as soon as that idea hit the legislature, it met with a lot of roadblocks.
It's not easy. When I was in the Missouri House, I worked real hard on trying to get rid of the income tax. This would deal not just with income tax, but also with sales tax. The complexity is not in implementing a new tax code. It's in extricating ourselves from the existing tax code. And so once I began to realize how complicated that was, the workload really increased. And it is. It's not going to be an easy task. It's very complex. There'll have to be people involved who understand who's affected by the changes that are considered. And that will be, I guess, an enormous task. But it can be done. I don't think it will be any more difficult than that criminal code. And I think we know a little bit more about how to approach it, how to build a consensus on what can be changed to improve the code, how the taxpayer can actually be the person that we focus on as opposed to the government. That will simplify a lot if we can come at it from that direction.
What could be the ease of this is we don't have a progressive income tax as we do federally. Is at least a little more manageable in terms of the actual tax rate in Missouri. But again, there's so many loopholes, tax credits, and other things that have been, just like we talk about the criminal code, added on piece by piece over the years, that now we have this pressing monstrosity that we have to get a handle on.
That's right. And that's not an inappropriate characterization of it. It actually is designed to be progressive. It's just that it's designed at a level such that very few people are not paying the highest state tax rate. So it's essentially not in terms of its application. But yes, the tax credits, the tax rebates, I mean, all the different things, all the little favors that have been done through the years as the legislature tries to build constituencies here and there with some kind of favored treatment through the tax code, that's going to come to roost in these commission meetings, and there are going to be advocates for keeping those. That's one of the problems with the whole income tax system, is that every aspect of that income tax that varies from just applying the tax has an advocate. advocacy group. It has a constituency of its own. If those constituencies all get together and say, you know what, we don't want to review the tax code because we are favored in it now, then it becomes a very difficult political issue. But if the will is there, those of us who are in elected office will stand up and say, no, it's the taxpayer that we want to focus on here, the future of the state, prosperity that we want to develop for our constituents, then I think we'll develop the backbone to stand against those special interests and say, no, we're going to do this because it is the best thing for the state.
How critical is this in terms of time based on what we're seeing from the federal government? We've seen a budget released this week by the president with nearly $4 trillion in spending of it. I think $2 or $3 trillion of that is now deficit spending. How crucial or necessary is it to get something done statewide?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that I've even thought about the timing from that perspective. My concern is on the timing is just that we need to do this as quickly as possible for the sake of the state and the taxpayer. But certainly that change in attitude that we've seen over the last 6 years from Washington, D.C. does build the case that this needs to be done, that we need to know what we're doing in the state so that those new changes in the federal code affect us. We have some way to describe to our constituents, to the taxpayers in Missouri, what the impact will be to them and why politically we might welcome some and oppose others.